present The Life and Death of King John by William Shakespeare.
Say, Châtillon, what would France with us?
Thus, after greeting, speaks the King of France in my behaviour to the Majesty, the borrowed Majesty of England here.
A strange beginning, borrowed Majesty.
Silence, good mother, hear the embassy.
Philip of France, in right and true behalf of thy deceased brother, Geoffrey's son, Arthur Plantagenet, lays most lawful claim to this fair island and the territories. To Ireland, Poitiers, Anjou, Touraine, Maine. Desiring thee to lay aside the sword which sways usurpingly these several titles, and put the same into young Arthur's hand, thy nephew and right royal sovereign.
What follows if we disallow of this?
The proud control of fierce and bloody war to enforce these rights so forcibly withheld.
Here have we war for war and blood for blood, controlment for controlment. So answer France.
Then take my king's defiance from my mouth, the farthest limit of my embassy.
Bear mine to him, and so depart in peace. Be thou as lightning in the eyes of France, for ere thou canst report, I will be there. The thunder of my cannon shall be heard, so hence. Be thou the trumpet of our wrath and sullen presage of your own decay. An honourable conduct let him have. Pembroke, look to it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?